بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على الأشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله. الحمد لله. Today we wish to discuss a narration which is found in Sahih Bukhari. A narration of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تحاجت النار والجنة فقالت النار وفرت بالمتكبرين ومتجبرين وقالت الجنة فمالي لا يدخلني إلى ضعفاء الناس وسخطهم وأعجزهم.
أخي عبد الحكيم جسدك غولف غري غولف MM63 غولف
غولف
لوكن فاميلي كده كانت جو هوم.
What color?
Dark grey.
Dark grey. MM63
MM63
yeah. Dark grey. MM63 golf.
MM63
golf. Oh, here, maybe one of the sisters. Golf MM63. فقال الله للجنة أنت رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء من عبادي وقال للنار أنت عذابي أعذب بك من أشاء من عبادي ولكل واحدة منكم ملؤها فأما النار فلم تملأه فيضع قدمه عليها فتقول قط فهنالك تمتلي. نعم. ويزول بعضها إلى بعض. So the hadith mentions that the hellfire and the paradise fell into dispute. And the hellfire states that I am distinguished, for indeed I have been filled with the proud and the haughty. Whilst the hellfire states that within me are the meek and the humble amongst the people. And those that are considered to be downtrodden. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states to the paradise, to the Jannah, indeed you are my paradise. And I show mercy by way of you to whoever I will. And he states to the hellfire, and you are my hellfire. And I punish by way of you whoever I will, who works the servants. Both of you will be filled up. The hellfire will be filled until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places his foot upon it and he'll say, enough, enough. And then with the agenda, Allah Ta'ala will state, Hal min mazid? Is there anyone else that can be added? I mean, entered into agenda. This particular narration, Barakallahu Feekum, as mentioned in the Sahih Bukhari, is one which carries much benefit, and one for the one that wishes to reflect upon his reality here in the dunya, he will come to understand the reality of the Jannah and the Nar. And the Sheikh Ubaid, rahimahullah, he mentions that from the benefits of this narration is that the Jannah has particular asbab, particular reasons and means in order for a person to enter it. And that the person, if he traverses upon a particular path in the dunya, then he will attain by way of that the reward in the Akhirah. And the Shaykh mentioned, وَفَوْزْ بِالسَّعَادَةِ أَلَتِي لَا شَكَاوَ بَعْدَهَا. And he will attain fawz, he will attain that success in this Akhirah. It will say, لَا شَكَاوَ, there's no complaints after that. And a person that enters the Jannah, any hardship that they experience within this dunya, it will be forgotten. Any hardships that they experience within this dunya, there will be no hardship that come after that. For indeed, Allah Ta'ala has entered them into Jannah. And no doubt, the only way that a person enters that is by way of performing those righteous actions and attaining and adhering to those upright affairs in deen. And the second benefit is the opposite of that. Just as you have the dukhul in Jannah, person entering Jannah by way of attaining and traversing upon those masalik, upon those particular paths. Likewise, to enter in the hellfire is by the individual falling into the maghadib Allah. The person falling into his affairs that earn the anger of Allah. Or the person being overtaken by his hawa, by his desires. Or the person not having authority over the amal of bisu', over his nafs which inclines towards evil. And so as a result of that, he falls into actions earning the anger of Allah, falls into actions that cause him to be from those that enter the Jahannam. This narration also, barakallahu fikum, is an indication of the rahmah of Allah, the vast nature of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, when it came to the inhabitants of the hellfire, Allah ta'ala, when it became filled, he mentions, qat. Enough. Hasbi. It's sufficient. Allah ta'ala did not seek any more from those inhabitants of the hellfire. However, when it came to the inhabitants of the Jannah, Allah ta'ala stated, hal min mazid. Is there anyone else that can be added to its inhabitants? Indicating the rahmah of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is seeking to increase the inhabitants of the Jannah. Whilst when it came to the inhabitants of the hellfire, no doubt, seeking to cut it off at its earliest opportunity. With this particular narration, the individual should be upon hadr. Yeah, he should be cautious when it comes to the actions that he performs in his dunya. For no doubt, he'll be held accountable for his actions. He'll be held accountable for that which he holds within the heart. He'll be held accountable for that which he states upon the tongue. He'll be held accountable for that which he performs upon his limbs. And so no doubt, the individual should be one that is yani cautious. Cautious that he makes sure and he seeks to be from those that maintains righteous actions. When he speaks, he makes sure his speech is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. He makes sure that his speech does not earn the anger of Allah. When it comes to the affair of his heart, he seeks to purify his heart by way of righteous actions. Purify his heart by way of ilm, the nafi', beneficial knowledge. Acting upon that beneficial knowledge. And when it comes to his actions, no doubt he's an individual that beautifies his actions or beautifies that knowledge with those righteous actions. He doesn't just merely gather knowledge for the sake of gathering it. However, he gathers that knowledge so he can act upon it. So he can be from those individuals that will enter Jannah. And be from those individuals that attain the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala. And to not be from those individuals that earn the anger of Allah. And the final benefit, which I mentioned from this particular narration here, is that this narration no doubt affirms the sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the qadam, the foot. That the sifa of Allah that he has the attribute of having a foot. And we affirm this as Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. For no doubt our i'tiqad, our creed when it comes to the sifat of Allah, the asma wa sifat of Allah, is that we affirm them just as they've been affirmed within the kitab and the sunnah. Upon the qa'idah, upon the principle, laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing like unto him. So we do not compare his sifat to the creation. We do not liken it to the creation. Nor do we reject them. Nor do we seek to distort them. Nor do we ask how rejected his sifat. So when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam affirms with this narration, at the qadam, the foot of Allah ta'ala, we affirm that Allah has a foot. Allah ta'ala has a foot. Without any of these things aforementioned. And Allah ta'ala knows best. And this is what we wish to discuss here in relation to this particular narration. Barakallahu feekum. Wa jazakum allahu khayra. Wa sallallahu wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.